بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القران المجيد: اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خلق الانسان ضعيفا. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاه نور، الصدقه برهان، الصيام جنه، او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us various abilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us five senses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the ability to hear, to speak, to touch, to smell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the power to rationalize, the ability to comprehend, the ability to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran al-Kareem, various places, in fact numerous places, that we have blessed mankind, in general, with these senses, but he does not utilize them for his own benefit. We have given him the ability to hear, but he does not hear. We have given him the ability to see, but he does not see. We have given him a heart to understand, but he does not utilize his heart to understand. And these people don't even realize that they are not utilizing the abilities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are kal-an'am, they are like cattle. Well, azal. But they are lower than the cattle. They are lower than the animals. And the example is very simple. That even if you train an animal, for example, like a dog, and you name that dog, you train that dog, you teach that dog, that dog which you regard and we regard as something low. But even when that dog is eating its meals and you call it, the master calls, the owner of the dog calls, that dog will leave everything, will leave even its meal, will leave its companionship, will leave whatever activity it is doing, and the dog will run towards the master, the dog will come panting towards the owner, the dog will come running, jumping towards the master, shaking and wagging his tail. But the man, the Muazzin will call, Ya al-Salah. The Muazzin will say, As-Salatu khayru min al-Nawm. Come to Salah. Salah is better than sleep. He will respond sometimes, and most of the times, if it's not Ramadan, then he will decide. And he'll be at crossroads. The warmness of the bed or come out. Must I leave the warmness of the wife or come out? The warmness of the blanket or come out? The fall of Allah or the fall of the bed? Then he will ponder why there is no barakah, why there is no prayer, why there is no help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the root cause? Weakness of iman. If our iman is strong, if our iman is strengthened, if our iman is revamped all the time, if our iman is boosted all the time, then inshallah when the call comes, when the call comes to spend in the path of Allah, to strive in the path of Allah, to go out in the path of Allah, to fulfill the obligation duties for the pleasure of Allah, then the Muslim is ready.
Iman is located in the heart. And the ulama ikram has defined iman. They say tasdeeq bil qalb, that the heart testifies, testification of the heart. Iqrar bil lisan, that you say it by the tongue. That's our first kalima we are talking about, and belief we are talking about, aqaid we are talking about. And we have to see the scholars of ahadith, those who devoted their whole life spent in studying ahadith, the text, the narrators, the meaning, they say that amal bil jawahir, that action with your limbs is part of iman also. However, the mutakallimeen, those who study, mutakallimeen will translate as prophets, or those who speak, or technically speaking, those who specialize in the science of diabolical theology, all concerning belief and how belief affects the Muslim. They study belief all the time. They say that tasdeeq bil qalb, justification by the heart, and iqrar bil lisan bila, by saying with the tongue. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah alayhi says, and he explains iman in this way, that whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, whatever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported, whatever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated and has reached us authentically, we have to believe it. And kufr is the opposite, that if you deny it, then you leave the fold of Islam. We must understand these two concepts, iman on one side and kufr on one side. To become a Muslim, to remain a Muslim, to be a good Muslim, and in fact to be a Muslim, one has to believe in many things. Not one thing, in many things we have to believe in to be and to remain Muslims. But to leave the fold of Islam, to be thrown out of the fold of Islam, to become a kafir, to become a renegade, to denounce Islam, or to renounce Islam, a person, a Muslim, has to deny one belief only. Only one belief, which is categorically proved from the Quran or the Hadith, or from the Ijma of Sahaba, that person leaves the fold of Islam. Understand this very clearly. Because this is a matter of iman and kufr. Our belief in Islam, because belief is of fundamental nature, belief in Islam is like the foundation. And Islam has survived, and will thrive and spread, because, alhamdulillah, we are blessed with that deen which has got a strong foundation, a deep-rooted foundation, a perfect foundation, belief. And our superstructure is all the actions. Because of our beliefs, Islam has withstood all batil ideologies, all false ideologies. Islam, the ship of Islam, has sailed over every stormy water, and will still sail because of the belief. If you compare any other ideology, if you analyze any other ideology, it lacks in belief, practice, and promises. With the help of Allah, our belief is perfect. Our actions are simple and practical, and logical and natural. Islam is natural. That is why we are able to maintain and spread. So the iman is of paramount importance to understand. And how do beliefs come about? We believe in Allah. We believe in the Akhirat. We believe in the unseen. The belief of a Muslim comes from three sources. Categorical text of the Quran, and what we term as Hadith al-Mutawatirah, continuous Hadith. From the time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated it, till the time of compilation, it was continuous generation after generation. And there is no possibility that that statement of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be wrong. And the ijma of the Sahaba, the consensus or opinion of the Sahaba, companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is where our belief comes from. And because these three sources are solid, are perfect, are without any doubt, our belief is strong. Everything, no matter how small it is, sign of a day of judgment, sign of Qiyamah, minor sign, major sign, any belief, azab-e qabr, weighing of deeds on the day of Qiyamah, any belief which is proved categorically from these three sources, no matter how small or how insignificant it may sound or feel in the head, if you deny it, you leave the fold of Islam. That's how it is, how easy it is to leave the fold of Islam. What is halal in Islam is halal. What is haram in Islam is haram. And remember that which is haram does not at some stage become halal. Exception, for example, is the consumption of pig meat due to dire circumstances. But gambling, for example, is haram. Now if a person understands this masala, if a person goes to be gambling then, if a person displays cards gambling, if a person goes to roulette, he plays all these funny things, or all these machines, gambling machines, which are haram, and he states Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and then plays that gambling, whatever form that gambling is, respected brother, he leaves the fold of Islam. Because Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is recited that you are going to do some permissible action, some jaiz action, some action which is approved and sanctioned by Allah Ta'ala. And this action of gambling, which is haram. For example, those that are addicted to horse racing, and if they are going to kill one of these forms, Allah Ta'ala knows these forms, what their names are. Nevertheless, there are three, four names you have got. If you have to fill that, Quran has Allah forbid. That if a Muslim fills it, and he says Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and he fills it, that means he is trying to legalize something which is illegal. He is trying to do something haram, and he is using the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another point to understand, that for example, Salat in Islam has got a definite meaning. That which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, Sahaba saw it, conveyed it, it was recorded, we are performing Salah. Now in this age, if some bright, ignorant, foolish person decides that no, Salah does not mean what the Muslims are doing, but Salah means sitting at home in sincerity and meekness and humility to make dua. They say this is the meaning of Salah. That you must stay at home and your heart must become clean, your heart must be purified, and you will be able to sit at home and make dua with sincerity and humility. This is the new meaning of Salat. What these people are doing, these Muslims are doing, going up and down and making ruku and sijda and standing, that is not Salat. That person also goes out of the fold of Islam because he has wrongly interpreted Salat. Similarly, if a person says, no, zakat is first, but 2.5%, but to take out of this and not to take out of this, and this quantity of nisab you must have, then you must pay zakat, No, I don't believe in all that. That is not right. Although zakat I believe is for us, but it is for purification of wealth, that I accept too. But this 2.5% and this amount of wealth and nisab, all that, he does not believe it. The details, he does not believe it. That person also, he goes out of the fold of Islam. I am mentioning these things because as Muslims, unfortunately, these days, we feel after reading 2-3 kitabs that, listen, I am the Mufti of the locality, I am the big scholar of the locality. And as a result, the ulama who have studied, the ulama who have strengthened, the ulama who have spent their life studying, they are discarded, they are disrespected, and they are thrown aside. Respect the ulama. Those who do not respect the ulama, I fear that in this world they'll be humiliated. In this world they'll be humiliated. Now, as talaq, zakat has got specific meanings. We must be able to control our tongues. These days, unfortunately, many a time a Muslim says things which render him out of the fold of Islam. Two things Muslims are getting out of control concerning their tongues. One is concerning the divorce masala. When he says so many things that sent him out to divorce to his wife, that it is unbelievable. That is why I will touch on later, some other time. And the other thing is that unwittingly, unconsciously, sometimes intentionally, unfortunately, purposely, that he lets his tongue loose and he says things which render him out of the fold of Islam. Those that are making at the top, the Muslim comes in and says, what are these people chanting? Remember, that takes him out. People go for Hajj and stay in Arafat and pitch their tents there. So what are these people making picnic? Simple statements take a person out of the fold of Islam if it means mocking or jeering or laughing at or undergrading or disrespecting any tenet, any belief of Islam. Remember this. Belief is of utmost importance. Any group, any organization, any institute will be judged on its belief. Then we will rule. Any person also, depending on his belief, we will rule. Now, what is Iman? That we accept whatever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. Whatever he told us, we accept. Whether we understand it or not, we accept. Whether we comprehend it or not, we accept. Whatever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought, and as we prove categorically, we accept. And this acceptance, my respected elders, brings conviction. And this acceptance and conviction, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala had, they did not have the materialistic power, but they had the imani power which brought the whole world at their feet. And the bottom line is, question is, to every one of us, including me personally, that whether we are happy with Islam, whether we are happy with the deen of Islam, whether we are happy with the Rabb as Allah is Rabb, whether we are happy with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Rasul. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he gave out all his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he came dressed very simply to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was dressed in cloth cloth, and he was buckled with a thong. In the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came, addressing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he stated that, ask Abu Bakr, is he happy in that condition? Is he pleased in that condition? As Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, after getting that affirmative reply, after getting the positive reply without any doubt, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the first Khalifa of Islam, without any doubt, he stated, I'm happy with Allah as my Rabb, as Islam as my deen, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Rasul. I'm happy with that. And this has got deep significance and meaning. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam said that inform, give glad tidings to Abu Bakr that today the angels, the malaika that make tawaf of the Kaaba, the malaika that make tawaf of the Baytul Izza, of the Baytul Ma'mur, which is above the, is a celestial Kaaba, above the physical Kaaba, the malaikas of the land, the malaikas of the mountains, the malaikas of the arsh, the malaikas that are holding the arsh, the malaikas who are near Allah Ta'ala, the malaikas who bring rain, the malaikas who bring death, the malaikas who bring life, the malaikas who provide food for the creation, the malaikas of the earth, the malaikas of the sky, the famous malaikas, every angel in form of Allah Ta'ala, that every angel today is just like him. In honor of him, in respect and love of him, every angel is just like that. This is Sahaba. Status of Sahaba, position of Sahaba, and love Sahaba has for Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Malaika wore their clothing in honor and love of them. That is why we from the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah would not tolerate one word against the Sahaba. One word we would not tolerate as long as there is blood flowing in our body and there is the heart throbbing in us and iman going in us. So the bottom line, Sahaba were able to gain the pleasure of Allah when they were happy with Islam. Today we should search ourselves. We should do some soul searching. We should look at ourselves, take stock of ourselves. That am I happy with Islam? Am I pleased with Islam? Am I pleased with the commandments of Islam? Am I pleased with the laws of Islam? Am I suffering from the inferiority complex that I do not want to behave like a Muslim? I do not want to dress like a Muslim. I do not want to feel like a Muslim. I do not want to respond like a Muslim. Sahaba without doubt, in every circumstance, in under any situation, behave like Muslims. Today, the message for this Friday is very clear and very simple. That Ramadan is ending. Are we going to behave like how we behaved the past years? That Eid comes, that we make our wajib salat, Eid salat is wajib. And the zuhur namaz that follows, our masajid are empty. What has happened? Shaitan has got hold of us so quickly. Respected elders, respected beloved Muslim brothers, each one of us, each one of you has got the potentiality of becoming a good Muslim. And we have proved it. In this month of Ramadan, how did we make our timetable? We were able to go for Fajr, for Zuhar, for Asr, for Maghrib, for Isha, for Taraweeh, 50 rakats more, for Witr with congregation. Plus fasting, going to the shop. No doubt, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala rewards you. That tired from the shop, you open your shop, you are fasting, you behave well. Masajid are full. That means we can become good Muslims. This month, when it passes by, do not let the shaitan, do not let the devil push us and overwhelm us. That we should continue. Just as we made our timetable, that we are going to make time for Isha, we will get up for Fajr, we are going to go for Maghrib, we are going to go for Asr. After Eid Salat, bring that timetable alive. Stay with it. When we stay with it, when we become good Muslims, Allah Ta'ala will bring good conditions in our country.